Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I do want to get into Antonio Brown. Did you see that Antonio Brown turned himself into the
Turned himself in at 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
The mugshot looks like, like how much can you judge from a mugshot? You know, sometimes they catch
you. I haven't seen it yet.
Sometimes you catch you at the wrong moment.
Is he smiling? Antonio Brown strikes me as somebody who would smile in a mugshot.
I would. I'd try to put my best face on.
You know it's going to be out there.
You ever see any of these Twitter accounts of, like, attractive mugshots? Both men and women. Well, there was that one guy from a few years back, remember, that, like, women were just losing it over?
Right.
He was a very, very good-looking guy. And, you know, if you don't dig too deep into it, you start, you know, these women just get, then they find out, he's not even like an ambitious criminal. He's kind of a low rent criminal.
Right.
If I'm going to be attracted to a woman's mugshot, I want to see that she's into some kind of crime I can respect or get with. Not that like, she was selling it on the street for $3
right,
or something.
Yeah. Right. Here's the story on Antonio Brown. As Seth just said, he turned himself into Broward County Jail on Thursday night in response to an arrest warrant filed against him on three charges. We actually have the 911 call of the moving truck driver to the Broward County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
Is that...
It's an attractive mugshot, I think, actually.
It's not bad.
He looks very serious. His eyes look... knowing Antonio Brown, you know, the ironic thing here is, knowing Antonio Brown, where he always kind of looks a little bit sleepy when he's talking, if anything, he looks a little bit more alert here.
He does.
So if you had to guess if he was out of his normal state, it looks like maybe, okay, what was he doing up at 10 p.m. and up and about and wanting to get himself? He might be a little more hyper than typical.
Do you know anybody else that has his haircut that he's had for years where it's a mohawk, but he keeps the hair? Where normally,
it's a faux hawk, but without, like, where it looks like the faux hawk is in a war with the actual surrounding hair that's supposed to be shorter.
Yeah, as opposed to Mr. T, who looks like all of his hair retreated and just left, and he just has the strip across the middle.
Yeah, that's a faux hawk. Because it's not a complete short,
but
his is kind of an unkempt faux hawk.
Okay.
His isn't like in this picture, especially.
Gotcha. The 911 call from the mover truck, and for those who aren't totally up to speed on Antonio Brown, here's the Cliff Notes version of what happened. There was a mover that was bringing some of his stuff from California to Florida. He had a home in California. They were bringing some of his stuff to his home in Hollywood, Florida, and Antonio Brown owed the moving company $4,000 for the move. According to the mover, Antonio Brown didn't want to pay the $4,000, just the latest in a long list of bills that Antonio Brown apparently doesn't feel like paying. And Antonio Brown reportedly, allegedly, started A, throwing trucks at the moving van, and B, reaching into the cab of the moving van and taking the keys away. His personal trainer got physically involved, according to this mover. With the mover, he got physically involved to where there are assault charges now against Antonio Brown and his trainer. The 911 call, we've got a couple chunks of it here for you. First, here is the 911 operator asking the mover if he believes that Antonio Brown is on something.
And you believe he's on something?
Oh, absolutely. He's smoking or something.
And he's smoking drugs?
No. So he's definitely hyper because one of his buddies was trying to fight with him to cool him down.
And you believe he's on, you said he's smoking something in front of you?
He did, yes.
Okay.
He tried to grab the keys from my hand, so.
Okay, sir. Where are the weapons that he had now, the rocks? Does he still have them in his hand?
They right in front of his building. He grabbed several and tried to enthrall in the truck.
I need to get his description.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
He is the black guy. His name Antonio Brown, probably a footballist player,
okay.
NFL
okay.
player.
All right, so that's him making the initial call.
Yeah. What accent was that guy? Somebody texted in. It wasn't, what's that?
It sounded Russian.
Oh, really? No, I thought it was an African, like, I was trying to figure, I thought it wasn't Nigerian. I thought it might be, like, Cameroon or something.
Oh, I don't know. He sounded Russian to me.
Did it sound Russian to you?
A little bit. Well, do you want to hear more?
Yeah.
Okay, here's
somebody
more.
Text, and people text in. I'm trying to figure out what country this guy is
okay,
from.
Okay, here is when Antonio Brown... The description here is basically Antonio Brown and his trainer are kind of circling the van right now, and the 911 operator is saying, do not take this into your own hands.
Antonio, I see him in the mirror and his friends.
Oh.
And what are they doing? They're taking stuff forcefully out of the trailer?
Yes, he's taking stuff forcefully out of the trailer.
Yeah, that does sound more Russian.
This is not his stuff. What is he doing?
Don't confront anybody. Don't argue with anybody. Let the police take care of it. Okay?
All right, so the
visual... This is not his stuff. Yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't have heard the Russian in that.
So the visual that I get just in hearing those two clips are Antonio Brown is... Whoever shows up, he's asking for $4,000 for moving a bunch of stuff, presumably expensive stuff, across the country. And Antonio Brown's response to finding out that he has a bill for $4,000 is to start throwing rocks at the truck and have he and his trainer go in and steal the keys from the driver. And then in that second clip, they're just emptying things out of the moving van. They go in themselves and start taking things out of the moving van. That's what's going on with Antonio Brown right now.
And one of my Nigerian friends right now very quickly texted me, like, definitely not African.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
I know, when you played it the second time, I must have, one of the first words he had, or I heard, I kind of got it ingrained in my head somehow. Yeah, that was definitely not,
You're listening to KILT and KILT HD2, a radio.com station.
So Antonio Brown checks himself in at 10 p.m. He checked himself in to the Swank Hollywood County, Broward County Jail.
Not nearly as nice as the hospital rooms where you got your knee surgery.
I would imagine one of the issues with checking yourself into the jail at 10 p.m. is that I don't think they process you until the next day.
Well, he had to stay overnight.
Yeah. I mean, almost like he wanted to go to jail fantasy camp or something. Did they put him in a special cell, I'm guessing, most celebrities and whatnot?
Good question. No idea.
I mean, I just watched this Aaron Hernandez documentary where even being in a special cell doesn't completely protect you from, say, verbal harassment.
Well, no, not at
all. And Antonio Brown, who we know can get set off a little bit by verbal harassment. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the inmates at first or whatever, you know, he's just a county jail, are they looking at him like somebody to be harassed or somebody to like, oh, I want to have a chat with Antonio and figure out what the hell's going on?
I don't know. Probably depends if he's on your fantasy team at some point or something. The odds that he was in the jail and he's in lockup and there's, you know, maybe like 10 or 20 other guys in there.
Yeah.
The odds that one of them came up and said to him, you were on my fantasy team 1 year and wanted to thank you for that 1,800 yards you had back in 2015.
What are the odds that one of them's a Raiders fan?
Much higher than him being on their fantasy team.
Right. So the Raiders fan in there might be super PO'd.
This is where the gambling expert on the show speaks out here, Seth. The bet that you put is not, is there a Raider fan in the lockup with Antonio Brown? It's the over-under on the number of Raider fans that there are with Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's just a lot of Raiders fans.
Ne'er-do-wells.
So, that's not true. 49ers fans are worse than Raiders fans.
They are.
Raiders fans, when the owners had their meetings here... Over at the energy corridor over there, I went over and interviewed some of the Raider crazies outside because they were protesting the Raiders moving at that point. And it was fun. It was one of the weirdest experiences of my life because I'm talking to like some dude who's dressed up like a demon with shoulder pads on and everything, who I believe was a literal attorney, like who actually like very eloquent. But they were explaining that, look, Raiders fans get a bad wrapped because of A, the costumes, and B, because the gang culture in the 80s adopted wearing Raiders gear back when the Raiders were in LA. So a lot of times, like, those images are associated with Raiders where it's just they're two completely separate things.
I can tell you, Amy and I did this experiment on a single night. If you remember, back in 2013, the Texans played the 49ers on Sunday Night Football in Week 5. Matt Schaub threw a pick six to Tremaine Brock on the third play of the game. It was Sunday Night Football in the Bay Area. We went to the game. That was a year before I came over here to Sports Radio 610. Later that night, the Raiders played a game at like 9 o'clock at night because the A's had a playoff game that day. So they did an unprecedented thing. They haven't done it since, where they played the Sunday Night Football game on NBC between the Niners and the Texans. The 49ers destroyed the Texans that night. And then they played a game in Oakland that was on the NFL Network that started at like 9 o'clock at night. Raiders Chargers starting at like, it was probably like 8 o'clock Pacific time. Mm-hmm. And so the games were literally a BART train ride away from one another. So Amy and I, in the third quarter of the Texans-Niners game, were like, let's get out of here. They were losing 31-3, the Texans were. We got on the BART train, went over to Oakland, And the game, by the time we got over there, the Raider game was just about a kickoff.
Yeah.
We bought a couple of tickets on the bridge going over the train tracks from some father and son that were smoking weed on the bridge right
father,
there.
Father-son weed smoking.
It was a beautiful thing.
That still
thing.
Meant something because it wasn't completely legal yet.
That's right. They were pushing the limits. But this guy comes up to me and he says, hey, brother, you want to buy tickets to the game? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And I said, how much? He shows me the tickets, and they were good tickets. They were like on the 25-yard line. And I said, how much? And he goes, how much you got? And I'm like, okay, this, I feel like I might get held up right here. I told him the truth. I have $46 on me in cash. That was the God's honest truth. And he said, well, I'm not selling these for $46. I said, that's fine. I said, the game's about to start. If you're still here with these tickets in 10 minutes, let's do a deal. 10 minutes later, we do a deal. So I did the deal, $46, and you let me walk behind you into the stadium while you're smoking that joint so I can get a little bit of a contact high going into the stadium. I'm a hell of a negotiator. But to your point about Raider fans, I felt much safer at a Raider game than I did a 49er game. And that was back when they played at Candlestick Park. So it was a rough crowd at those 49er games. But the Raider fans, even though they looked mean and nasty and everybody's wearing a jersey in there, a lot of them are face painted up, wearing, you know, some sort of sharp objects on their person at some point, could not have been nicer.
Right, yeah, pleasant. They know they're making up for the fact that it was like when I shaved my head for the first time and I realized that people were scared of me because I was a 330-pound bald man.
Right.
I got extra gregarious and friendly out in public because I realized, like, oh, the children are frightened of me.
Right.
I better really look like a pleasant person. I think Raiders fans are like that
a little
bit.
They loved about what we did?
What?
That we left a 49er game in the middle of
to
come to a Raider game.
Yeah, they made him feel special.
It was pretty cool.
They're like, you're coming to us, unlike our basketball team and our football team and everybody that's running away from us. I feel a little bit vindicated because a lot of listeners have said that clip of the 911 call is a little bit like red dress, blue dress, where depending on what you think you hear.
Yeah.
Because at first, I think he sounds Nigerian at the very beginning. And play just the first 5 seconds.
And you believe he's on something?
Oh, absolutely. He's smoking or something.
And he's smoking drugs?
No. See, now I hear the Russian. Yeah.
Because I said it was Russian.
It's just because he had like a deep voice, I thought at first. Like, oh, deep foreign. I hear a deep foreign accent, and I think like Andy Kalu and
right.
Like all these Nigerians I know that have these deep, like really
booming,
mellifluous voices.
Bass,
But now that I hear the Russian, but a lot of our other listeners are saying Cuban. We have a lot of people saying Cuban.
Interesting.
Or somewhere Mediterranean.
Jonesy, give us a little more. Give the people what they want.
We need to get this guy on the phone.
The mover truck guy?
Yes.
All right, Jonesy, we need to find who moved Antonio Brown's stuff. All right, so if you're just tuning in, we played the 911 call from the mover. The mover that Antonio Brown was throwing rocks at his truck, and Antonio Brown and his trainer are trying to steal his keys, may have physically assaulted the guy. Antonio Brown turned himself into Broward County Jail last night for all of this stuff. We're playing chunks of the 911 call. Seth originally thought that this person was Nigerian.
Nigerian or some African country. I couldn't tell.
I thought
it was an African accent.
I thought Russian.
Yeah.
We'll see what all of you think here listening. Here's some more excerpts from the 911 call.
No. He's definitely hyper because one of his buddies was trying to fight with him to cool him down.
And you believe he's on? You said he's smoking something in front of you.
He did, yes.
Okay.
He tried to grab the keys from my hand. So.
Okay.
I can hear both
okay,
there.
Sir.
We're getting people. We're all over the board. That's good, Jonesy. Yeah. We don't need to turn this into dialect radio.
No let's.
Can we? It's Friday. Is our boss in today? In the next 7 minutes.
He may not be in, but he owns a radio.
I need 5 Russian callers. I need 5 callers from Ghana. I need at least 1 Nigerian and 1 Cuban. And we're going to figure out, we're going to dice this thing up right here.
And Jonesy, let's play some non-offensive music underneath
Jonesy,
all of it.
I need you to line me up. Somebody from West Africa, somebody from Senegal.
Right.
I need somebody from a Caribbean nation and 2 Eastern Europeans. Don't tell me what they are, and I'll try to ID them.
Scott, am I being insensitive to say that doesn't sound like it'd be a bad bit? Guess the accent?
No, because now we're not talking about races. We're talking about countries.
Just checking. You know, like, it's 2020.
I know. Well, no, people, you're going to get triggered no matter what. You can't even worry about that.
Right.
We're talking specifically about accents from specific countries, not what color anybody's skin is.
We're getting more people weighing in on this than we get weighing in on Eli Manning for the Hall of Fame.
I feel vindicated because a lot of people are weighing in and saying some different African nations. A few people have said Ghanaian. And a couple people, I don't think it sounds Nigerian. Somebody else says it's clearly Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Somebody else says that was Dracula. That is.
Okay. I hate to keep doing this. Jonesy, one more time.
Does it sound like Dracula?
No. He is definitely hyper because one of his buddies was trying to fight with him to cool him down.
And you believe he's on, you said he's smoking something in front of you?
He did, yes.
I only have 2 hours before the sun comes up. You need to get here immediately.
They're throwing garlic at me right now.
There's Antonio Brown.
He's taking his fingers. He's making a cross with them right in my face. Oh, God. Beautiful.
He called me a cracker. What is this? What is this cracker?
Oh, man. Yeah. Text message. I thought African, definitely not Russian. Maybe because you don't see Russians here in the United States. That's not true. There are some Russians.
Used to be a bigger. Used to be a bigger thing back in the 90s. I used to work with a Russian. Meltzer's dad. Right. Meltzer's dad's got an awesome Russian accent.
He does.
Yeah, he sounds. He sounds like somebody in a movie.
Yep.
Because Meltzer's dad is like 6'2" and like looks like a man's man. He's like a Russian version of Liam Neeson.
Okay.
Kinda. Yeah.
Boy, what if Mike had gotten
either
those
that
genes?
Or Nigerian, apparently,
or Dracula?
Apparently,
Mike Meltzer might be a part vampire.
I can't tell the difference between Russian and Nigerian. Yeah. It's a common problem.
So Brown, Antonio, back to Antonio Brown. He didn't respond to a request for a comment on camera Thursday night, but his lawyer commented.
This guy's clearly from Wakanda.
He probably was.
He's doing a good deed. He's like a Wakandan, just like a Wakandan. He's doing a good deed.
Someone said clearly Chinese. His lawyer's name, Antonio Brown's lawyer's name, is Eric Schwartzreich. And he indicated Brown would spend the night in jail.
That sounds Wakandan, too.
He would spend the night in jail in Fort Lauderdale. And he confirmed there will be a bond hearing Friday morning. Ooh. At 8:30 a.m. They're probably in the middle of it right now. That's Eastern time.
Can we stream this on C-SPAN or anything?
Yeah, can we stream the Antonio Brown
Can we
bond
get the
hearing,
Brevard County Jonesy? Police Department to put one of their infamous cameras in the courthouse?
Right, right.
And we can watch it.
His lawyer says he's innocent of these charges, so we'll see what happens.
Somebody said that, is it Brevard County? Is that what you said?
Broward County.
Broward County. Yeah. Somebody said that, somebody says, wink, wink, I heard from a friend that the Broward County county jail is pretty damn nasty. So this guy, he has a Florida area code. And I think he's telling me from firsthand experience.
Yeah.
I gotta find the text here. The Broward County Jail is a nightmare. Just because I have a area code 305 phone number doesn't mean I've been there. I heard it from a friend. Wink, wink. So I don't know. I would imagine Broward County. Yeah, South Florida, not known to be the most pleasant brand of criminal down
no.
there. There's a heavily drug-influenced culture down there.
You know the segment I used to do back in my previous life at this station called All Due Respect?
Mm-hmm.
It was all about Florida stories. By the way, if you're wondering why did Antonio Brown get jerky about this whole thing, according to ESPN, the shipment contained a large number of his designer clothes and shoes, and it took more than 6 weeks to arrive. He also had a now-fired associate sign for the shipment, and that person did not inform Brown that he would owe $4,000 upon arrival.
How many shoes was it?
It just says a large number.
It took 6 weeks, man. That's the thing about these moving companies. You gotta have a good conversation with them up front, because sometimes, depending on, I've been in a house before, and it's like, oh yeah, we've got your stuff. Well, when's it gonna be here?
Yeah,
couple weeks.
Yeah,
whenever they get around to it,
we'll see.
Yeah,
Stop
asking so many questions. You want my Venmo by perchance? Yeah, just ask. Be sure you know up front what the window of time is when it's gonna show
That's
up.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.